three different types of music, three very different musical worlds, and one song. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. The music industry packages music in categories like classic rock, indie rock, hip-hop, blues, electronica, and so on. While they do this because it's an effective way to move units using well-understood marketing techniques, musical categories can be very useful in a lot of ways. However, we don't have to listen with those categories in our ears. We can listen with open ears and enjoy the goodness in many different kinds of music. A guy who could serve as the patron saint of listening with open ears was the well-known talent scout and record producer John Hammond. Hammond is credited with having discovered artists as diverse as Count Basie, Billie Holiday, Pete Seeger, Aretha Franklin, Bob Dylan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Bruce Springsteen, and many, many others. In 1957, Hammond heard an African drum ensemble led by Babatunde Olatunji. I'm afraid I don't have any idea if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Anyway, Hammond was knocked out by Olatunji's group, and he got them a recording contract with his label, Columbia Records, which resulted in the release of Olatunji's first album 2 years later. The album was called Drums of Passion, and it has been in continuous print since it was first released in 1959. One of the tunes on the album was called Jingo Lo Ba, which I believe translates as the album's title, Drums of Passion. This is Babatunde Olatunji's Jingo Lo Ba. Babatunde Olatunji was born in a small Nigerian village in 1927. When he was about 20 years old, he read an article in the Reader's Digest about Rotary International Foundation scholarships for studying in the United States. He applied for one, got it, and came to study diplomacy at Morehouse College in Atlanta. While he was there, he started an African drumming group to support himself. In 1954, he graduated from Morehouse and moved to New York City to do postgraduate work in political science at NYU. He continued to drum in order to make money. Once he came to New York, his music became available to a much larger group of people who were listening with open ears. One of those people was the revered jazz musician John Coltrane, who not only promoted Olatunji's music within the jazz community, but helped him found the Olatunji Center for African Culture in Harlem. Now, we may expect jazz musicians to listen to music with open ears, because jazz is such an open-ended form of music. But in fact, almost all musicians listen without regard to musical category. Guys who are mainly interested in becoming rock and pop stars, or who already are rock and pop stars and are only interested in promoting their branded image, may only listen to music within their narrow niche. But musicians who are primarily interested in making music will often listen to many different kinds of music with open ears. And when they do this, they'll often bring things they hear in other types of music to the form of music they play, and we end up with an exciting and interesting melding of many different kinds of music. A good example of this is the original version of the band Santana. Santana was one of the second wave of psychedelic rock bands coming out of San Francisco in the late 1960s. On their first album, you could immediately hear that this was a group that was listening with open ears as they brought together acid rock and Latin percussion. A track on that first album, which became one of Santana's signature tunes, was their Latin rock version of Olatunji's Jingo Lo Ba, which Santana simply retitled as Jingo. Here it is. You don't have to be a talent scout or a musician to listen to music with open ears. In New York City in the early 1970s, Francis Grassow at the Sanctuary and David Mancuso at the Loft were two of the founding fathers of the underground dance scene that would give rise to both disco and house music later in the decade. Olatunji's original Jingo Loba regularly appeared on the playlists of both men, and Mancuso in particular was widely known and admired for the broad range of music his open ears brought to the dance floor at the Loft. Neither of these guys had any special musical training. They both just loved music and were into turning people on to the music that they liked. The dance scene gave rise to another version of Jingo when Candido recorded it for Salsoul Records in 1979. Candido is Candido Camero, a Cuban percussionist who emigrated to the United States in 1952 and whose career through the 1950s and 60s was as a musician in straight-ahead and Afro-Cuban jazz bands. He turned to dance music in the 1970s, and his recording of Jingo became an international dance hit. Now, did Candido turn on to Jingo because, as a percussionist, he was interested in the African drumming of Babatunde Olatunji? Or because, as a Latin percussionist, he was interested in the Latin rock of Santana? Or because he heard it on the dance floor? Whatever the case may have been, if he hadn't been listening with open ears, he wouldn't have heard how he could adapt the song to the type of dance music that he was playing. Here's Candido's version of Jingo. Musical categories like world music, Latin rock, and disco can be very useful for things like helping us describe to people what these three versions of jingo might sound like, although the stereotypes we have of those three kinds of music don't come close to capturing the goodness of the music that we just heard. Musical categories become a problem, though, when we allow them to limit or constrain what we can hear. Music has so many characteristics that people find enjoyable. Some people turn on to rhythm, others to melody, some to harmony, passion, anger, romance. Whatever the case may be, if we listen to the musical characteristics that we like, rather than the categories and the compartments that the music industry uses, there's always the possibility of discovering new, exciting, and enjoyable types of music. What a strange story this has been. A teenager in a small African village finds an old American magazine and reads about an opportunity in a land that is unimaginably different than far away and thinks, I can do that. Comes to the United States to study international diplomacy, forms a band to make some money on the side, and then writes a tune for that band that turns out to be the title tune of his first album, one of the signature songs of a megastar Latin rock band, and an international disco hit. And all because people listened with open minds, open ears, and open hearts. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.